Okay, so usually the hardest part of dating is you have to date, then you get married, also you have to deal with the wedding preparations. Finally, you think you make it under the chuppah and everything is great. Then you get to the week of Sheva Brachos, which is a ball game unto itself. You have to sometimes get schlepped here and there and there. It's the first time you're, you know, living together, and you have no idea what's people's different, you know, issues. And okay, so it's new. Everything is crazy. Then you finally make it to Shabbos. Shabbos Sheva Brachos is its only its own ball game. The in-laws or the parents or everyone's first time, and you finally get to Shabbos. You make it through Shabbos, and then you get to the hardest part of Sheva Brachos. Who's making Havdalah and on what cup? On Shalosh Shudas. So you get to these Shalosh Shudas Sheva Brachos. You make the Sheva Brachos. Who's drinking the cup? Who's not drinking the cup? You haven't Davened Maariv yet. You haven't said Havdalah. Okay. Stay tuned till the end of the Chaburah. So you get to the regular Mishnah Berurah and says, should you drink the cup on a regular Shalosh Shudas? Forget about Sheva Brachos for a second. You have Shalosh Shudas. You have a quorum of 10 men. Let's say you only have three men. Doesn't make a difference. You take out a cup, you bench a la kos, which is certainly the preferable when you have 10. Often, according to some poskim in Shulchan Aruch, it is the optimal way to do it with 3. According to some, even one by yourself, you could or should do a bench al hakos. So now you bench a la kos. You say, you finish shalosh shudas. You sing, you do whatever you want, you say Dvar Torah. Now you bench and you do it al hakos. Okay, great. You drink the cup or you don't drink the cup. Normally, when you do bench al hakos, you drink the cup. Here the problem is you're not allowed to drink before Avdol. Says Shulchan Aruch, k'sheyaochel v'choshka. When you're eating and all of a sudden it gets very dark. Shamru shein tzarech la'afsik. You don't have to stop your meal. Gomer sudaso, finish your shalosh shudas, even though it's an hour after shkia. Umavarach birchas hamazon ala kos, and make benching ala kos. V'acharkach mavdil alav. Afterwards, you do avdala on that same kos. Okay, so that sounds like you're not drinking it. But says Shulchan Aruch, v'im yeshlo shnei kosos. You're very rich. You have enough money. You could afford 2 cups of wine. Baruch Hashem. No matter how, you know, poor we are, Baruch Hashem, we could still afford 2 cups of grape juice or 2 cups of wine. So v'im yeshlo shnei kos, mevarech birchas hamazon al echad. You make a benching on one, umavdil al echad, and you make avdon on the other. So you're drinking that first cup or you're not drinking the first cup? If you make the bracha. Sounds like you are making the bracha. Aye, what about that it's before Havdalah? Okay, so Shulchan Aruch doesn't say. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and points out, by the way, what's the problem about doing it both on one cup to begin with? Meaning, let's say you're rich, you could afford 2 cups, one for benching, one for Havdalah. So why are you supposed to do it on 2? Because if you do it both on one, mitzvah chavil is chavil, it's excellent. You're going to end up doubling up. It looks like it's a burden if you try to double up as many mitzvahs as you can on one cup. You look like you're a cheapskate. You don't really appreciate the mitzvahs. So says Mr. Berurah, that's why ideally you should use 2 separate cups. Okay, but are you drinking the first cup on benching, or you're not drinking the first cup of benching?
If you start the meal right before, right?
Yeah.
Before,
20 minutes before shkia.
Whatever, but in enough time that you're allowed to complete the meal, right?
Fine.
So if you're allowed to do that, what would be the thought as to not being allowed?
Sure, because you're benched, your meal's over. You say your meal is over. You're making a new Brei Pri HaGafen. You are done. You are ready for Havdalah. The only problem is that you benched our kos.
Did you make a bracha on the kos?
Well, that's the question. Should you or should you not? So according to Shulchan Aruch, it's very vague. It sounds like that you make the bracha and you drink the cup, because he says you make 2 cups. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, not so fast. Everything is, of course, much more complicated. He says, umutter lishtos meakos. Ooh, interesting. You had a drink from the cup of benching. Afshu kodim avdalah. Even though it's before avdalah. To kosho birchas amazon. What's Awad Shon want to finish this off? Shaykh usuda. Part of the meal. Even though it's after benching. Don't fall asleep right now. Not so fast. V'chol zeh, says the Mishnah Berurah, let me qualify for you, not so fast. tamid levarech al kos. You can only claim that that cup is connected to the meal if you always bench with a cup. Anyone here ever bench without a cup? Okay. I don't, more laughs than I thought about that one. Yeah. Because you hold like the other poskim. Benching doesn't need a cup. Perhaps even with three or even with ten. Says the Magen Avraham, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, you can't drink from that cup right now because it has no connection at all to your meal because you never make bench a la kos.
Yeah, but sometimes you bench with shalosh shudas, you always use a cup.
Oh, so shalosh shudas, you always use a cup. So why, though? You really should be doing it. If you have your Shabbos lunch, you have three guests over, two guests over, you really should. There's no difference in that in shalosh shudas. Ah, you're going to tell me 10 versus 3? Okay, so maybe that's room to understand. Comes along the Chai Adam and gives already leniency number one of what when you could drink it. First of all, what time is it? Now, this shul davens Meir very early compared to some other shuls in the neighborhood. I hope I don't get killed for saying that. But yeah, we daven Meir very, very early relative to some shuls. So now, when you make, if Rabbi Rosenfeld speaks short by shalosh shudas, and there's not so much good food, you didn't have a great sponsor for shalosh shudas. So you, let's say you bench 32 minutes after shkia. So it's cutting it. I don't think we ever really bench 32 minutes after Shkia. Usually I think Marv is what time? 45 minutes after Shkia? Okay, it's 50 minutes after Shkia?
Minute
so if you're already 50 minutes after Shkia, then there's no then it's
no, I think we do 42.
What do we do, 42? What time is Marv, 42? Right, yeah. So 35 is certain possible. So let's say you do, let's say you have a short one, you have a 28 minutes after, it's a short one, 28 time, you're done with benching, you come, it says already, you wait 5-10 minutes. So then already the Chai Adam, cited in the Mishnah Berurah, says, "Bezet dafkim kvar vaday chashecha." Two loaded words in Judaism. When it's definitely nighttime, that's what we're talking about. If it's suffek nighttime, in other words, really bein hashmashos. So let's say 18 minutes after Shkia, 22 minutes after Shkia, you already have room to play with. 37 minutes after Shkia, okay, it's a little bit harder to say it's a suffek of Laila, it's probably Vade Laila according to everyone, even though we don't have a Marv yet, or we don't end Shabbos yet. So that, in the Mishnah Berurah says, there's room to play with. So maybe, if you normally have shalosh shudas al kos, and it's early on, you could drink the kos. But other than that, says the Mishnah Berurah, definitely don't drink the kos. You're not someone who always makes benching al kos. So what gives you the right over here to make bracha and drink something before Avdala? We spent a week or two explaining how bad it is to eat or drink after you bench. Comes along the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer, citing the Piskei Tshuvos, says that he benched in general on the cup, even by himself, and therefore you can do that as well over here as well. In other words, since he always benches a la kos, so then it's fine, you even if by himself, he therefore can make shalosh shudas, he could even drink the cup by himself. However, the question here is let's say, kind of like what you were saying, let's say there's situational. Let's say I only make a bracha ala kos by shalosh shudas, even though I have 10 men at my... Fine, but that's but it's confusing, because let's say the Yom Nidzu of Kohanos always does ala kos, but no one in the room makes ala kos, even if you have 10 people at your meal, 10 men. Why? Because that's what you do. There's no real reason or rhyme or reason, this is what you do. So now the question is, are you considered? I don't have a good answer for this question. I was bothered by the same question. I wrote the same proof to you. I wrote the same question in my notes, but I left it as tzarchin. I don't know the answer to this question. If you situationally always make a bracha alakos in this situation, even though a similar situation of 10 men, you wouldn't mavarach alakos, can you drink the wine or not? I don't know.
So
yeah.
I went to the Shiur on Shavuos night.
Yeah.
You're talking about like different minhagim, like if you're a Sephardi and you're davening an Ashkenaz minyan.
Yeah.
And the reality is, the majority of the opinion said that it can't hurt to stand up by Kaddish, you know. Or Kaddish.
Yeah, but this isn't a minyan. This is a violation of an Isser, possibly. You're eating before.
But what I was trying to say is that maybe using the same logic, even if you don't do something in certain environments,
and in this environment, I hear you. If the minhag of the shul is that anytime the shul always has a simcha, you must bench al kos if it's 3 or 10 people. That's something else. If the minhag is like do. like fielder's choice, do whatever you want. And it happens to be that by Shabbos Shudis you make it. I'm not so sure. My gut is that the minhag would be not to drink the cup at that situation, because you're not really someone who makes a benching a la kos every time. You just happen to be in this situation. So I'll ask you the obvious question, which you're all bothered by. So if you're not drinking the cup, why in the world am I making benching on a cup? Excellent. You're all mechavin to the Shevet HaLevi. Because he says this is an Indian to bench ala kos. We bench ala kos. Why? Because we do shira ala kos. You don't have to actually get drunk and drink the cup. Benching it ala kos gives a certain chashivas, gives a certain amount of respect, gives a certain amount of focus on our benching when you do it ala kos, which is true. It becomes much more, you bench much more with much more kavana when you bench ala kos, because it's a ceremonial. It becomes a ceremony, and therefore that would be the way to do it. That's why even if you're not drinking it, you should use it for havdalah. Okay. Now, what about the fact that it's chavius chavius? I thought we said if you do two mitzvahs on one cup. So what are you going to do? You're going to make avdala, you're going to make benching on the cup. You're not going to drink it because you don't normally make benching on the coast. You cover it with the little tetzel on top, right? Then you bring it upstairs, don't spill it or whatever it is, up to avdala. And avdala you're going to make on that same cup. It's chavius chavius. You're making two brachas, two things on one cup. No, how are you going to get out of that one? So what's the answer? You're making two mitzvahs on one cup. You're a cheapskate.
Actually, not.
Yeah, but they don't say
that. When you bring the coals up, aren't you pouring extra wine into the...
Okay, maybe they do that. I don't know. Is that what they do?
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not the gabbai. They don't do that, yeah.
Don't they say when you do something for a mitzvah and you're finished?
Yeah.
You try and continue with
But you haven't really finished. That's answer number one. You could say maybe you finished it.
Exactly.
Yeah, but then you're finished it. Here you haven't really finished the cup. You never drank the cup from benching. So you're kind of like, really, the ideal would be, I guess, just to make a brape reg off and drink it afterwards.
Based on what you said, we did finish because you used it.
Okay, good. You're close. So you're close. You're close. You're close. So the Rebbe Yashuv says very similar to you, but he has a little more of a halachic way to say it. He says the Mariv breaks it up. Meaning the Mariv halachically breaks up your Havdalah. Your benching is over once you do Mariv. So that cup that you had from benching is now a new cup when you use it for Havdalah. That's a hard sell. I don't think you make the agafen. You don't make the agafen. You just leave it hanging there. So you're making.
You don't make the agafen. Can we say that by using the coast for the benching, you elevated, you gave Kedusha to the cup? As opposed to it being like two, like a...
And therefore what? But therefore what? If you elevate it, then you're allowed to do it for somebody else?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's still mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, maybe, because you're doing two mitzvahs with one cup. That's, you look cheap. Why don't you just go buy, pour yourself another cup? I don't know. I hear you. Okay, so what about Vesfardim? Vesfardim Shulchan Aruch seemed to say that you're allowed to drink. Shulchan Aruch didn't have this whole discussion. He was very clear. So who's allowed to drink the cup? No? Who's allowed to drink it? Anyone could drink it, or only the Mavarach can eat. In other words, you make Shalosh Shudis, you're the guy's leading the benching. Sometimes you divvy it up amongst other people. He doesn't want to drink it. But can other people drink, or is it only his drink because he's still finishing his Suda? So this is a big discussion. Rav Arwitzion, Rav Ben Zion, Abba Shal says, big Svarish Posek from the previous generation, says only the Mavarach could be the one to drink. Rabbi Omer, Rav Avadi is a little bit more lenient about this issue. Okay, now, after, we don't want to leave you hanging, the final issue. So we're back to Shavu Brachos. So now what do you do with Shavu Brachos? No, who's drinking from this cup? Now that we just set the whole table over here and explained that you got a real problem. Because Shavu Brachos, it's another Indian to drink it. So what are you going to do? It's not surprisingly there are four opinions. We'll go boom, 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 boom. Ready, opinion number one, the Minchas Yitzchak says anyone could drink it because otherwise you're only going to have six brachos. I'm reading Shavu Brachos, right? One of the Shavu Brachos is the Brei Brei Goffin, no? Right? Am I right about that? Yes. Yeah. Okay. Make sure I didn't double check. Right. So he said that's one of the shavuos. So if you only don't do it, then you're gonna have only six brachas. So Minchas Yitzchak says anyone could drink. Even you could drink if I make the bracha. Ramosh and others suggest that just the chasan and kala should drink it. But if the mavarich insists that he wants to drink it as well, so fine. It's fine for him to drink it. The Maril Diskin and Reb Chaim Salvechik says no one drinks. Were you listening for the past half hour? Hello, you had a drink before. I don't know what they do afterwards. Maybe afterwards they drink. I don't know. And the final. I don't think so. I don't know the answer to that question. I don't think so. I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think so. And answer number four is Rabbi Yashavi says, I got the best idea. I never saw this. Have anyone ever seen this? The chasson is the mavarich, meaning the chasson leads the benching. Because this way, the chasson, if someone has to drink,
yeah,
let him be the one to drink, as opposed to someone else. I've never seen that done. That's Rabbi Yashav says. I guess he gets, I don't know, that's the best idea. Should be zocha to celebrate many more Shavu brachos. That should be what we should focus on. Many more simchas for everyone. Shkoyach.